Hello, 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 and welcome to Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
I am Noah O'Toole.
What's up, guys? It's Jose.
Yes, and we are back. We had a week off last week for the holiday, so we couldn't get together and do what we do, but here we are.
Back again.
Yeah, baby.
That's right.
Plenty to talk about, too, man. I mean, over those 2 weeks, a lot of stuff went down. News, just everything, man.
We got a lot of time, free time playing, so we had a lot of stuff to catch up, which we probably did, or I don't know.
I think I did a good job catching up on some stuff.
I probably didn't know.
You know what I mean?
You probably didn't know?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, you know, shows and everything. I finished up Bates Motel. So that season one, I believe it was. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, we have to talk about that. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yep. I won't spoil. I've been watching that every season that comes out. So we're on the final season. So obviously, I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything for you or the listeners, but I do love that show. I think five or six. Six, I want to say.
What?
I never seen it. So
maybe five. Don't quote me.
Wait a minute. Okay. So how many are on Netflix? Like the first four?
Probably.
Okay. Because I finished all of them that were on Netflix. There's no more.
Oh, okay.
So I'm through season four, I want to say.
Okay. Then, yeah, there's probably last season that's not on Netflix yet, and then obviously the current on-air season, so I bet there's six seasons.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so, yeah.
I heard it's good, so.
It's pretty good.
I want to check it out, but I don't have that big of attention span to watch a show like that.
Oh, man, you'd be fine. It's
crazy. Can't even finish a damn whole season of Supergirl yet.
I mean, well, if you start watching 20-minute episodes of animes and get into some real stuff, I think you'd be okay.
Anime's fun, though.
There's nothing wrong with anime. I like anime, too. But, yeah, other than that, finished that. We finished season one of Fargo as well. So, season three's on TV, so we're starting season two on Hulu.
Right, yep.
So, that's going to be cool. Other than that, nothing much else. I started playing Overcooked.
Oh, okay. That's the game with the...
cooking
the little chefs and stuff, right. Yeah.
It's really fun. My daughter wasn't interested at first. I'm like, oh, let's play this game Overcooked, and she's like, oh, what's that? And I explained it to her, you know, we're working in the kitchen, up to four player co-op, local co-op, and your orders across the top of the screen pop up like a burger, and then it'll show like meat, bun, lettuce, tomato, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or one will say with like no lettuce, just tomato and a bun and meat or whatever. So there's cutting boards over here, there's the pot over here to cook stuff, there's a sink to wash dishes, and so you're basically multitasking with each other and trying to communicate to do the ultimate co-op, which is make these orders and get them out quickly.
Yeah,
before the time limit
is this multiplayer too?
It's multiplayer up to four player.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it gets
so
really
kind of like
stressful.
A Simon Says type thing as far as the order you put the burgers and things in, or nope. You just got to court. Okay.
Yep, you got to talk and communicate. Like, okay, I'm going to cut only these. I'm going to cut veggies, and you're going to cook this burgers, and then I'll wash dishes, and you stay on that side, and I'll stay on this side. You know?
Dude, imagine.
And are things timed, or?
And you get so much time to get out as many orders, and you try to hit a certain score. If you get the order out quickly, you get like a tip, which is more points.
Sure, like a bonus.
Yep, exactly. And so you need to hit a certain point total to get three stars is the highest. Kind of like with Angry Birds.
Okay, sure, yep.
So you want to hit three stars is the best, two stars. And as long as you hit at least one star, you can move on to the next spot. So
imagine Ramsay was it Gordon Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine he was a narrator.
And
he'll be eventual DLC, you know.
Right?
yelling
at you, cussing at you, but they throw a little twist at you. Like there's one where you're like on a ship, and we didn't realize it until like the ship tilted and it slid the whole island of the kitchen off to one side, so it separated us. And I was like, oh shit, you're on that side now. Okay, I'll do this, and then it did, you know. Yeah,
change of plans.
Yeah, so there's little twists they do like that where you're doing stuff, but. Yeah, it's a fun game. You guys check it out. I think it's on sale. It's usually $20. I think it's on sale for like $10.
Right. That's very, very affordable, especially for a fun party game like that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Prefer to cook in real life.
Yeah, well, I mean, that sounds delicious, too.
Cereal and oatmeal.
Cereal. Oatmeal is cereal.
Shit is.
You want to talk about cold cereal?
PB&J.
Okay, there you go. Change it up completely. No, we can do that. Other than that, some Persona 5. I put like 35 to 40 hours into that, dude,
nice.
Already.
Yep.
So, I don't know. What about you guys?
Yeah, I have a big announcement.
Oh.
For Honor?
Yeah. No, even bigger. I got a PS4 Pro.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yep.
You have joined the ranks.
I know.
Welcome.
I'm very happy. I don't have a 4K TV, but I've I, and this is like, here's kind of like an FYI to any listeners, like all five of you guys, if you have a PS4 and like we're thinking about upgrading, but like, oh, I don't have a 4K TV. Obviously, a 4K TV makes it much better, but like it still boosts the graphics a ton. And Paragon, woo, looks like a whole nother game. I mean, they've got like long grass things that the PC and the Pro get and the 4 doesn't. And For Honor looks much cooler on it, so we got to throw For Honor in. And I think the only bad thing is that I, like most people, traded in, you know, and got a good deal. It was very affordable, so you know that part was all good. But being a PS4 member, I assumed that, you know, the cloud would have all my things, which it did, except I failed to take into account my Asian region, one where I have the Dead or Alive Volleyball and Nier Automata and all those.
Oh,
and
you lose that.
And I lost it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, not, I mean, not my purchases.
Okay, okay.
But all my progress.
Oh, that's still a bummer, dude.
It's a huge bummer, yeah. Because I mean, I can't tell you the hours I put into that volleyball. Sucks. And not to mention I've gone through 3 playthroughs of Nier. But on the other hand, Nier is one of the games that is souped up for the Pro. So eventually I'll go back and play that over again because it was a lot of fun. And you know, but
that's what's up, man.
Yeah, not right now.
It's still pretty cool, man.
So, yeah. So and I'm pretty excited about that. And that's basically what I've been doing and grinding away at Paragon. I've got Injustice 2 reserved and Tekken reserved, you know, so those are, I'm just waiting. It's so close, I can taste it.
I want to buy, because I had Injustice 1, I think I still have it, I want to say I have it. I need to start playing it again just so I can get brushed up on it again.
See, I downloaded it for the same reason, but then I never did. It's just, it's not quite, you know, so.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
The excitement's not there anymore. The luster, the glitter, the glamour, it's not. Yeah, for me.
I feel like I'm gonna get Injustice 2 for the PS4. So.
For sure,
get it with us, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have it.
Of course, yeah.
Joel's gonna have it in the 4. Me and Noah are gonna be beating each other's ass into the wee hours of the morning on a regular basis. Yeah.
So. I'm probably gonna jump in the first fighting game. So.
I can't wait. They've released just about all the characters' gameplay footage. Mm-hmm. Just about, you know, and they just.
What'd you think of the reveal for
Brainiac?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. I mean, I guess I saw that. I mean, I knew he'd be in it, but nevertheless, he's such a cool character, and it's just going to be so cool to see him utilized, you know, in a fighting game like this. So, I got to be honest, though, my favorite's going to be Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Did you see her gameplay trailer at all, and like that Vine Bolo thing she swings around like, and you're like, oh, that's going to be awesome.
It makes
me wonder.
That little
pet dragon plant.
Oh, she's a dragon plant.
Yeah, she like. Whatever super moves, she throws a seed on the ground and it grows into this little baby like dragon plant that spits.
I wonder if I missed that. I don't remember seeing that part.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah, you can find it on online. Just Google, you know, Poison Ivy gameplay, and the devs go through, you know, different moves and things on all the different characters.
I posted some stuff on the Glitch Therapy Instagram page and everything a while back, but yeah, some more guys were announced since then though, but. Yeah, some of those characters look so awesome, though. And it's like, I don't know about you, but there's certain characters that I love seeing people play them because they can play them so well. And it's but certain characters, I just can't get them down enough to make them look that fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely am going to have 5 main characters that I'm going to be. Because especially if you like doing the online play, I mean, some people are gifted enough to be good at every character, and I am not one of those people. In order to keep up with, you know, where I want to be, I need to focus on.
And then I have a couple that I dabble a little.
Yeah,
I heard that the Green Lantern was going to be a really good character to play.
Fun in the first one.
He was cool in the first one. Yeah.
So people were like, what I'm seeing online, people are excited for the Green Lantern for some reason. But I haven't seen gameplay. I was like, I just read it. Okay.
I'm excited for pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they brought Swamp Thing into it and some other guys that are kind of funny. I'm like,
Darkseid's going to be a pre-order bonus character. So he's going to be cool and big and badass. Yeah.
The night it comes out, are you getting it digitally?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I think I might do it that way too. And then as soon as it drops, I'm just going to have to like just stand out there in the rain, like, Noah.
Right.
I'm waiting for you.
Yeah. That's like the best thing about buying digital is that all games now support pre-download.
Yeah.
And you play at 11 o'clock the night before versus, you know, like right at midnight or whatever. And, you know, even the when GameStop has their midnight releases and they say you still gotta go home and install the sucker, which takes 2 hours sometimes.
They've been trying to combat that lately by releasing it earlier because, you know, East Coast, technically, they're getting it before.
Right. Yeah, they do the 8 p.m. release.
Yeah.
Here.
Eight? Well, some of them have been. They don't do it every time that early. Some of them been like 8 and 9 p.m., but typically, at least.
I sort of feel if you want it, the moment it's available,
yeah,
you need to get it digitally and then, because it's literally, because
you can pre-download it, too,
right,
which is awesome.
Pre-download it, but yeah.
I like the hard copy first instead.
Certain games I want the hard copy. Other ones I don't mind so much. You know, it's whatever.
It's kind of about the replayability a little bit for me. Like if I buy it on a disc, I know it will probably get traded in at some point.
So. Exactly. Like Overwatch, I wish I would have bought it digitally because I play that. I've been playing that for a whole year.
Right.
I don't think I've played a game that much that long consistently like that in a long time, and it'd be nice to just have the damn thing on the hard drive already instead of having to go take the disc out and put another one in and so on. But yeah, I don't know. Awesome. Jose, you been playing anything?
Yeah.
Or doing anything?
I've been doing a lot of stuff.
What have you been doing?
A lot of stuff.
Well, you're not doing well, like
I've been partying, man.
Ooh, did you go to Coachella?
No. No.
I wish I went to Coachella.
That's for trust fund kids.
Yeah, right.
Shout out for all my friends that went to Coachella.
Yeah.
If you're listening. I went to concerts, though, that was down here downtown.
That's right.
Yeah.
You did go to some concerts. Yeah, how was that?
That shit was insane, dude.
Yeah, I saw your Snapchats and stuff.
Fucking insane. Watched it.
Yeah.
Went to go see Hero Bus, this dude, like, dubstep trap music. Mm-hmm. I was lost. I was entranced, dude.
Did he have you?
It was good.
By the balls.
it was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, and then after midnight snack, went to Zombie Burger after that.
I haven't been there in a long time.
I need to go there again.
It was beautiful. And then after that, I went to another show the next day. It was a Mexican music. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm Mexican, so
no judgment.
No, it was fun. that one was actually fun too, because it was just a different style that I'm used to. I went with my family, but yeah, that one it was interesting. Other than that, playing video games, I didn't play a lot compared to you guys. Playing the Persona and getting the new PS4 Pro. Mm-hmm. I started playing Mass Effect all over again.
You start over then? Or
no,
just,
I didn't start
you
over.
Just picked up where you
I
left
just
off.
Picked up where I left off because that shit was fucking so bad.
Yeah.
When I first
still
got
not
it.
Playing it. I'm waiting right now to go
yeah,
get
it
back
kept,
to it.
It keeps, freezing, it keeps freezing on me. Like, I'm going through it, but there's certain points where it's just like, it just stops like mid through the mission. I'm like, God damn you. I'm still playing Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm halfway through 50%.
Dude, you need to just focus on that one because you'll finish that one before you'll finish Mass Effect.
Don't tell me what to do.
I feel like you should. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm suggesting.
I'll do what I want.
I'm being serious.
I thought about it. Yeah, I was playing it before I got here. That's why I kind of was winded when I got here. I was like, I'm late. And then I'm still in the Call of Duty trance because. That Method Man, I said it was gonna get boring. It's still entertaining me. It's so fun. Nice. I don't know. For some reason, he gets me hyped, and it just makes me do stuff that I'm like never.
Who Method Man gets you hyped?
Yeah, he just hypes me up, and I'm just like getting these weird kills that I'm just like never able to do. Nice. So yeah, I'm just like jumping around those three games, mostly the Call of Duty, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Mass Effect.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. That's not a bad trifecta.
So much.
Nice. All right. Well, if nobody's been up to anything else, let's get into some news. Okay. So there's been a lot of stuff going on, a lot of release dates popping up everywhere that I did not see coming. I mean, I figured they'd be pushed back further. So some pleasant surprises out there for that stuff. Let's just start here. There was an announcement for Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Sweet.
It's been announced and is going to release November 17th of this year, 2017, for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. They had a sweet ass trailer out there. It kind of coincided with the new Star Wars movie trailer too.
Right. Oh so, yeah. As always.
Yeah. I mean, cross
smart.
Market.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So that
I'm
was
actually
cool.
more excited for the game than the actual movie.
So. Yeah. Oh hell yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. That movie's gonna be nothing short of awesome.
Of course.
Right.
I'm excited for the fact that Battlefront 2 is going to have a campaign. That was everybody's main gripe about the previous game, that, you know, oh, where's a single player campaign? And it sounds like they're going to, you know, make good on that this time around, and they're going to keep it somewhat short, kind of Call of Duty-ish length of campaign, like 6 hours or so.
It's not that bad.
And that's perfectly fine. Keep it nice, keep it tight. Don't drag it out and make it worse than what it is. Plus, they can focus on the multiplayer, because we're all going to go there anyway.
And by the looks of the trailer, it seems like you're going to be the Imperial. You're going to be the bad guy, so...
We're focusing... Yeah. They're focusing more on the other side rather than the Jedi.
So that's going to be cool. Yeah. You're going to be in the opposite side, so that's a new story.
Mm-hmm. And they're spanning it across, I believe, like 30 years of, like, lore. So you're going to see, like, you know, Rey, you know, out there running around with Darth Maul.
And, right.
You know, stuff like that. So I think that's kind of cool, though.
I'm excited for Darth Maul.
Oh, hell yeah. Who's not?
He needs his own freaking movie.
Yeah. He definitely got the shaft in those prequel movies or whatever. I don't know. Those weren't good.
No.
He was an awesome dude. Remember the first time you saw Darth Maul and you're like, holy shit, this dude looks crazy.
Yeah.
With the dual. With the
bow staff or whatever.
Dual lightsabers.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
On each end, I'm like, what?
Yeah. I was like, yes.
Yeah. That dude's sick. But so that's coming. And so that was awesome to hear that announcement. We pretty much all knew it was coming, but it was just nice to get that confirmation of what the date was going to be. So that was pretty sweet. And then Uncharted Lost Legacy, they actually stamped that down for August 22nd. It's going to be $40.
Yep.
And,
sweet. That's exciting.
So
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's a nice little knockdown of money, you know, knocking down a little bit, so it's not a full $60 game. It's short.
So it's a hard copy and digital copy for it, too. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
I believe so. And how long did they say it was? Maybe like, I can't remember. It's not long at all. It's only going to be like, you know, a handful of hours or something like that. So I don't know. I think they said around 9 or 10 hours, maybe.
But it's going to be technically its own game.
Yeah, it's gonna.
It's a standalone from the Uncharted.
There you go.
Sweet. Okay, yeah. So it's no expansion. Okay.
Exactly. Yep. It'll expand that universe, I guess. But yeah.
But you don't have to have Uncharted 4 to play this.
Yeah.
Game.
So what I'm saying is they're not gonna like dumb down the graphics, make it crap. Like,
oh no, it looks amazing.
All the other expansion packs.
It's like, typical Naughty Dog stuff, man.
Sweet.
They always crack that home run on people, so expect nothing less on this one. So that was announced and given its actual date. I mean, we knew that was coming too. But one of my personal faves, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I was excited.
Trailer
about
went out just a couple days ago. Like, I was like, oh my God, it looks so good. And I've been seeing stuff online for a while. I've been searching it out on like YouTube and stuff, but they actually put an actual trailer out and they gave it an announcement date for release of May 26th, which blew my wig off, dude. I was like, I thought that was going to be pushed back like August, September, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to get next month.
Yeah, so.
Without the single player campaign, but when I read that, I was like, who cares right now? Yeah. I want to run around and have Jason, you know, run around from Jason.
Just want to stab everyone now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
So let's get the rundown. So it's going to be asymmetrical multiplayer, meaning it's going to be like, you know, off-centered, you know, multiplayer. So it's going to be one person being Jason, and then you have 7 camp counselors running around Crystal Lake. Trying to escape before, you know, he kills everybody. You can work together in some situations. In other situations, you're going to have to, like, screw people over, you know, from time to time to get away from Jason. My understanding is that Jason can somewhat teleport around to some degree. We're more or less, I don't want to make it sound like a teleport, but he can show up places and just kind of pop up.
Well, that's what he does in the movie, so
exactly.
It sounds fair.
Yeah, I am not sure how the game mechanics is going to work on it, but he could pop up. And
so,
it's like out of nowhere, he'll just be like out of a tree, or out of nowhere, he'll just be like, you know what I mean?
Out of a tree. Jason drops down like, huh?
No, not out of a tree, like behind a freaking tree.
Okay. I was going to say, you never see, I can just imagine Jason dropping out of some tree branches.
He's like, ah, I got you.
He falls down like Peter Griffin, he's holding his ankle. Just sitting on the ground.
Oh man, that'd be funny.
He's not that scary when he's holding his ankle like that. But yeah, it's fun. And I guess they're adding a single player mode later on, like Noah was saying. Yeah, so
okay,
which is totally fine. But yeah, I posted that up on the Glitch Therapy Instagram, or whatever. And God, I watched it probably like 8 times. My daughter was like, "Why do you keep watching that?" And I was like, "Cause it's so cool. I'm so excited, and it's a month away. Ah, so good." And then also we got Call of Duty is going back to its roots, and they revealed what that means. Yep, World War II is coming back.
Excitement.
Yep. So they're going back to their roots, as they said. They didn't announce any kind of gameplay or any details or release date or anything like that. Obviously, it's probably going to be set in November-ish, like they usually are in the fall, October, November. But I guess they're going to announce more stuff next week. So keep.
You know. I already saw all the comments, all the haters. It was hilarious. They're like, I can't. They're like, glad. I'm glad they're all over that.
What
bullshit.
Were they hating about? I'm like, what was the anger about?
They're all like, oh, you finally decided to go all of that futuristic bullshit and started copying Battlefield 1. I was like, dude, Battlefield 1 is World War 1. That's big, huge ass difference.
Right.
Right. But there's decades in between them.
Yeah.
I think the sentiment, though, is that they're going back the other direction. Mm-hmm. They're copying them, which is like nobody's copying anybody. Yeah, this was going to happen sooner or later. Right. This is what Call of Duty was built on. You know what I mean?
You got to realize Call of Duty always does a better, always beats out Battlefield.
I don't know. I mean, I think you might be exciting some anger on that.
On multiplayer.
If you want to complain about that comment, find him on I'm Hipster Made at Instagram.
Find me, punks. I'm ready.
But no, but I was excited about it. I mean, I'm not a huge Call of Duty guy, but I sank a lot of hours into those first couple of Call of Duties, you know, up to like World at War and some of those with friends and stuff. So I'm not opposed to going back to that. And the futuristic stuff was good. But I wouldn't mind going back to some World War II guns and, you know, doing that. So we'll see how that plays out and what the announcements are next week, and we'll report back on that, obviously. One last chunk of news before we get onto our topic, though. Nintendo Classic has been discontinued. So if you didn't get one this past holiday season, sucks to be you. So that means it sucks to be me because I never got one. Hmm. Yeah.
You could just buy the Classic, dude.
I don't even know why I care. I have a Nintendo at home, like the real one, and I have like 40 or 50 games that I, you know, compiled over the years from, you know, going online and stuff. And
yeah, it was a stupid announcement. You never saw one in any store, anyways.
Well, let me pose this question to you guys. Now, everyone's trying to poke at Nintendo and tell them that they're idiots and they're stupid and stuff like that. It's like, you know, oh, you could have sold so many more. You guys cut the tree short, you know, down before it could like start really prospering and giving you like, you know, the fruit. How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that they dropped the ball on this, or that they should have done more and put it out there, made more, you know?
Oh, I don't know. They create hype and demand, and there's nothing to say they won't put it out again in 5 more years and,
right,
you know, then again in 5 more years or, you know, who knows? And perhaps they didn't want to distract too long from sales from the Switch. Or
great point. You
know, there could be a marketing thing behind it too.
That's a great point, and I was going to bring that up too, because I wrote down a couple of things, and I was like, okay, the things that I'm hearing online and the things that I thought to myself is like, okay, could they be gearing up for the virtual console for the Switch? Or they're going to like, okay, why sell these games again when we're going to put them on the virtual console? Let's not have them compete against ourselves. Let's do that. Or maybe, and I'm hoping this is it, and I'm pretty sure this is what's going to happen too, the mini SNES is going to come out.
Right.
This holiday season. So that'll be awesome. If you can catch one, don't count on it. Unless you want to pay like $800 on like freaking online. Or what about a subscription service that they're trying to do maybe? You know, kind of like how like PS Now and like Xbox just launched theirs. Maybe they'll do something like that. Who knows with that. But yeah. That sucks. It's just a one-time deal, and then they're saying they're not bringing it back out again. So.
Well, they did. They did say it was. They didn't say it, but it was a limited time offer. That console thing. So they'll probably bring it back in a year or so, saying, "Hey, we got more."
They could. I mean, they had more. I know they had more. They just didn't want to put any more out. Like Noah was saying, they wanted to create that hype. And then they're like, okay, now that you're all hyped for Nintendo stuff, here's the Switch, you know, and, you know, transition it over. So
Nintendo doesn't care. Nintendo has money.
I'm sure they have an agenda, trust me.
Yeah, they have something up their sleeves.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like their sleeves.
Well, I don't know what that means, but for you.
Well, you know what didn't suck for me was Overwatch Uprising Season Event. Yeah. That's the last thing of our news right there. But that started on April 11th. So if you haven't jumped into that or wasn't aware of it, and maybe you've been away from Overwatch for a little while, get back into it. The season event for Uprising is going on right now. It goes through May 1st. So jump into that. That's the first Overwatch Universe event. So it's in universe. So it's not just like one of those offshoot ones for like Christmas or Halloween. Chinese New Year, yeah. Halloween and stuff like that. This is actually an in universe event. So check that out. It's part of their canon with the stories and all that stuff. So you got a couple, like another week and a half or so to play that. They brought two new arcade modes, new skins, of course, as usual, new emotes and all that stuff. So check it out. I played a lot of it. I enjoyed it. I got some good skins so far, so we'll see how that plays out going to May 1st. So,
cool.
Reminder on that. Check it out. But let's move on to our topic then. So, with all the games, I mean, I felt like we had to do a retrospective here because this has been a crazy first quarter of releases from January, February, March. So much stuff has come out, and I feel like we just needed to take a moment to breathe and just take it all in for a minute, because I don't think we really appreciate, understand how crazy this beginning of this year has been. And normally we don't get this kind of releases until the fall,
right?
You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, what has been some of the highlight games for you guys this first quarter that just blew your minds or took you by surprise or that you've been just sinking time into?
Yeah. Well, for me, I mean, obviously my high and my low has been For Honor. This is the first quarter because it started. I mean, obviously, you know, I loved it, but Ubisoft kind of dropped the ball on it, and you know, it is what it is. And it, the patches have finally come through, and I've been playing it a little bit more. But you know, I sort of, I don't know, feel like I've just been burned by a little bit, and have moved on. It's just not as fun, just kind of because of all the, you know, crap that went on with it before, I guess. But I have to give my actual, like, game of the first quarter to Nier Automata.
Mm-hmm. I haven't touched that yet, so yeah. I'm gonna get to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to it again.
but
I think that was just one of the best games ever. It was just a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and yeah, that I think was kind of like the winner of the first quarter for me. But you know, there's some other big contenders. Obviously, I know. If Joel were here, he'd probably point right to Resident Evil 7 in the VR and all that. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Nier Automata, it just looks so cool. And I know if I don't get to it soon, with you know, Injustice coming and
you're
still
not gonna
playing Persona, I'm not going to touch it. Yeah, but I have to like get it in there sooner, like some way, shape, or form. I got to get to it. I got to make it a priority. It sounds like it's getting a lot of great marks, and people are raving about it.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a review less than a 9, maybe an 8.5, depending on somebody wants some clickbait on it. But it's just generally perceived as, you know, a great game.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
and I gotta start Zero Horizon Dawn 2. Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Yeah.
Yep, especially with the pro. I might wait and see if my taxes all come through and I can get a 4K TV and stuff, and then really blow my mind away. But
mm-hmm. Well, that's what I've been. I'm waiting for the. I want to pick up a 4K TV. I want to go just pick up one now.
I know, me too.
And I was talking to my wife about it. And she was like, "I want you to wait till Black Friday," you know. And she's on board too for the most part because we watch a lot of shows and movies together and stuff. So, but yeah, I was like, I'm gonna try to hold off and see if there's some good Black Friday deals and stuff. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, well, let's do this. Let's do a quick breakdown for the last 3 months of releases to kind of just really, you know, give everybody out there listening an idea of the great games that have been released so far. So January, you had Gravity Rush 2, Resident Evil 7, Yakuza 0, Hitman the Complete First Season, and Call of Duty Sabotage DLC. So, I mean, just in January, you got those great games. I mean, not mm-hmm. a bad start
mm-hmm.
whatsoever. You know, so you got those. February, you had Neo, you had For Honor, you had Sniper Elite 4, Halo Wars 2, Night in the Woods, Horizon Zero Dawn. Like, that's just 2 months in.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
And one of them is not even like a full month. It only has like
28
less
days.
Yeah. And there are so many games that came out in between that. I mean, that I'm not even touching, that we're not even touching on. Like, just little, smaller
the
games.
Yeah,
indie
small
games
ones,
and stuff.
Yeah.
That, I mean, these are just like some of the bigger ones that people were talking about or excited for. And then also you got, you know, March. Then just to follow that up, you got this Switch comes out along with Breath of the Wild for Zelda, Ghost Recon Wildlands, Nier Automata, Battlefield 1, They Shall Not Pass DLC, and then Mass Effect Andromeda, and then MLB The Show 17 to round things off at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy shit. Who has the time?
Who has the money?
Where does my time go? Where did my money go?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, what?
Yeah, man.
And we pretty much played all that stuff. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I played pretty much all that stuff. At least some, a couple in there I missed, like Sniper Elite 4. I didn't try that. I didn't play any of the DLC for Battlefield 1. But other than that, or was it Breath of the Wild? I didn't get to that because I'm on the Switch yet. But for the most part, I played all that shit.
Yeah, man. It's fucking amazing.
It's crazy.
Like, it's a mind blown, man. It's just speechless because that's 3 months and we still have. I'm trying to do math.
You said you're trying to do math?
I'm trying to do math right now. I'm just so like fascinated that we never had a year like this. Just starting off,
yeah.
And it's what else do they have in store with like for us?
Well, it's funny you should ask, my friend, because in April, which is what we're in right now, of course, we had Persona 5, which I am playing the shit out of right now. Like I said, about 40 hours into that thing right now.
Yeah, you passed out like 10 hours worth of that.
You shut your filthy mouth. Guardians of the Galaxy, the Telltale series, just started. So that if you're into those, you know, games, making choices and all that stuff. Outlast 2 is coming out here on April 25th, so like right around the corner, like what, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sniper Ghost Warrior 3 is on the 25th as well. Puyo Puyo Tetris is on April 25th for PS4 and Switch only. The Prey demo is going to pop up here on April 27th, and then the game actually drops in early May.
I look forward to checking out that demo.
Yeah, do that. And then a huge one, if you have a Switch, or if you don't, it's going to make you want to go buy one. I'm sure this will be a second surge of Switches here.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe
on
April 28th. I don't know about y'all, but Mario Kart caused a lot of rifts in my family household with my cousins and stuff. We'd argue all the time
playing
GoldenEye. I cannot wait. For that might make me go get a Switch. I mean, Zelda, if Zelda wasn't enough incentive, I mean, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Mario Kart, dude, how can you not?
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
I mean, I can't. I literally can't afford to go buy all that right now. But I'm with you. I want to play Mario Kart 8 so bad. That looks so cool, without a doubt.
Right? Yeah. I don't know if they're doing I would assume they're doing online support, but I mean, I'm not too familiar with what the Switch's online capabilities or what they're doing with that, or if they're even focusing on that. I'm sure they're probably focusing more on the local multiplayer, you know,
with
the Joy-Cons and stuff. So, I don't know. We'll see how that plays out, but... Yeah. Of those games, though, like, are there any that you guys plan to get to that you didn't make it to? That, like, what's one that if each you guys, one or two that you guys wanted to get to but didn't quite make it to that you plan to?
Gravity Rush 2.
Same.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't got to it yet. And actually, now that I've switched to the Pro, I probably won't finish the first Gravity Rush. I was so close to it. I have enough closure that I think when I'm ready, I can pick up when it goes on sale next time. I'll probably get Gravity Rush 2 and just jump in on that, because yeah, that was a sweet game.
How far did you get on the first Gravity Rush? Did you beat it?
It's so close. I didn't beat it, but I would say I was three quarters or more done with it, and I'm cool with with that. Yeah,
you're okay with that. Yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes you gotta do that way.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you? Did you play the first one?
Yeah, I wasn't that far away. It was the time when I got the PS Vita. Mm-hmm. I that was the first game I bought, but then I ended up buying the PS4, and then I pretty much just put aside the PS Vita with Gravity Rush. So I'm thinking of just getting Gravity Rush for the PS4 and then Gravity Rush 2, which I have queued up on Gamefly. So once I return Sword Art Online, Gravity Rush 2 is coming in.
Yeah. Well, Noah can attest to this as well, that since you just got a PS4, dude, you have some catching up to do just on that system alone.
Yeah.
There's so many cool exclusives for it. It's true. Yeah.
Like, I think half of the list of, like, if you compiled all these games from January, February, and March, half of them are PS4 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, over half. It's like, fuck. I mean, think about that. Gravity Rush 2 is exclusive for PS4. Yakuza 0, exclusive. Neo, exclusive. Horizon Zero Dawn, exclusive. You know, Nier Automata, exclusive.
Yeah,
damn it.
Yep. MLB The Show, which you won't play that.
I know. Tanner.
It's still exclusive. Yeah, sorry, Tanner.
I think half of those, though, the companies come out of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
With Sony, you know, I think that's probably where we get a lot of, you know, with the Neo and and stuff like that. A lot of them being Koei Tecmo. And
now that
and
you mention that, these are all Japanese related games as far as like the developers and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Oh, that would make. I didn't know that MLB was and stuff like.
Well, not MLB.
No, not MLB.
But right. the other oh, ones, gotcha. Though, like Yakuza Zero.
Yakuza and Nier Automata.
Gravity Rush 2, Nier Automata. Yep, yep. You know, they're all pretty
and
much.
That, and Sony in Japan, yeah. you know. I mean, I was it Sony makes here too, but yeah, it's right.
That's crazy.
It's kind of what I think probably is the reason where. Microsoft, you know, is U.S. based and
mm-hmm. yeah, for sure. So if you end up not picking up Persona 5, I like I said, I own it. Once I finish it, I'm mm-hmm. gonna be done with it because I'm putting a lot of hours into it. So when I'm yeah. done with it, I'm gonna be done with it. So yeah.
I'll probably be done with Horizon Zero Dawn.
You so. Can definitely borrow when I'm done. I'm mulling over buying Yakuza Zero, but once I beat it, I don't know how much if I'll play it again. It'll be one of those games that I bought it just so I can have it and right. loan it to a friend because I like, think it's that good.
Right.
So, but I don't know. Did you ever do the Resident Evil 7? I think we talked about this.
On, no, I played the demo. Yeah, okay. But I never got the game. I'm just less on the scares. More. I love scary movies, but the yeah. scary games just I'm just not quite as you know into it. But
would you be opposed to like? Like doing like a live stream sometime and like watch you play like Resident Evil 7 with me?
No, I wouldn't care. That'd be fun. I mean, I love Resident Evil. I mean, I love, you know, I mean,
I think it'd be
awesome.
The demo
is fun. I just, yeah.
I'm done watching.
Like put the headset on him yeah. and everything. Yeah. Or even like bring.
That would be kind of entertaining to watch because I do freak out even during movies. I jump. I'm the kind of person that then head either goes, and then their candy yeah. goes flying up in the air because they jumped a little bit.
You waste half your candy on the floor.
You just throw the popcorn everywhere.
Better yet, even I would be even happy to bring my PS VR to you, like and make you play it that way.
Yeah, well, yeah, that'd be fun too.
Because even I would like. You mean on look, I think it was episode 3 we talked about that. Like I'd be playing that and just jumping once in a while. And my wife's like, you know, be quiet. You know, I'd be like, you play this. You come here and do it. You know, and that was without the VR headset on. I would jump once in a while. Yeah. You know, but. Yeah, it's fun to reminisce on some of these games because there are so many good moments already, and we're only in April, you know. Like I said, we got Injustice coming around the corner, and a couple other ones, Tekken 7, I believe. Yeah, Tekken 7, yep. which is going to have VR support. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, nobody knows how that's going to work exactly, but it'll be interesting. I wonder if you can spectate games in VR.
That's what I'm
thinking. My guess. But
yeah, talking about VR,
no,
I saw the coolest thing ever. They're going to do a Dragon Ball Z VR.
What?
I'm excited for that.
Dude, that sounds like a headache.
No, shut up. Like, it sounds exciting.
Like how fast they punch and stuff? Like, I think it'd be too busy depending on if they do it right.
Maybe I don't think it's going to be like speed up to like how they fight, but it's going to be...
Like you're floating in the air with them and you like while they're battling and stuff?
Yeah.
And give you perspective.
Because they were showing, there's this video of this dude was just doing the Kamehameha and it was crazy. I was like, dude, I want that so bad. Now that I don't know. I forgot what system they did it for. I think it was a PS4. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Or I think it was a phone. I don't remember.
No.
I was too excited for it. But, yeah, Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, I got to have this now.
Yeah. That sounds cool. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot more of that stuff as far as VR. Obviously, it's going to keep getting better. The technology is going to get exploited more. And they're going to realize the capabilities of it. And use it in meaningful ways rather than getting these like, you know, shovelware and like one-off games that are like, mm-hmm. just trying to exploit it. Like you can only play so many carnival shooter type games before you want to blow yourself in the face. You
right,
know?
Right.
Shoot your face off. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. Like, can't do any more of that stuff. I want a real, like the light gun, like Farpoint is coming out. It's a PlayStation exclusive VR game. And they actually have a light gun that's coming out with it.
Yeah.
So that should be cool. I want to check that out and report back to you guys when that comes out. So that'll be sweet. So sorry for that, people. Somebody didn't put their phone on silent.
Where'd it go?
Noah recognizes that sound, I'm sure.
No, yeah. I did. I actually didn't catch it.
It was the sound from Tomb Raider when you find a hidden treasure.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. That's great.
It's my wife's text sound. So, yeah, must have been something new. Important, I would hope.
She's like, just get some milk when you're late.
Yeah.
What else? What else? What else? What else?
I do have something that I kind of thought of that you guys and our listeners might be interested in. Marvel Heroes Omega.
What's this?
Was out for PC last year.
Right.
And it's a free to play game, you know, kind of a I mean, Wakely, you can switch out between a bunch of heroes and kind of, you know, button master type thing. But it's in beta on the PS4 right now. I'm not sure about the Xbox. Mm-hmm. And you can become a founder. You have to pay to play in the beta. And so I did get one of the founders packs, and it's super, super awesome. And it will, when it comes out, it will be free to play. But if you're dying for like a new game now and have either $20 to throw down for a standard one or $60 to throw down for the deluxe one, you can be part of the closed beta for the Marvel Heroes Omega.
Okay.
And so if, I mean, there's like 25 characters, and you know, so if you're a comic book fan and just, you know, like that kind of stuff, obviously that's right up my alley. So
yeah,
check it out. And you can just go into the PS the store.
Okay.
And find it and download it from there.
And it's free to play, you're saying?
It will be. When the actual game comes out. But right now it's in closed beta. Uh-huh. And the only way to get access to closed beta is to give them money and buy a founder's pack, they call it. And then, you know, you get rewards, extra things, you know, of course, when the full free game comes out. But, you know, you also have the honor, I guess, of getting to play it and test it and, you know, do all that stuff, which I love doing. So
The same thing, like, do you happen by chance know what the founders pack, what it'll cost to get access?
Yeah, well, there are a couple different ones. There's I saw a couple $20 versions that get like Spider-Man unlocked right away, and then there was one that had I can't remember another one unlocked right away. Deadpool right away. Oh, and those are like $20.
That's you right there.
That's me.
And then I had to go buy like the full price one, the $60 one, because there was an X-Men Founders Pack and there was an Avengers Founders Pack. And so I got the Avengers one. But you can unlock dozens of more characters after that with in-game currency and stuff. So, you know, She-Hulk, Luke Cage, I mean, just, you know.
The list goes on,
yeah.
I mean, they have such a wealth of characters anyway that you forget about sometimes. It's like, oh, shit. You know, because you get so focused on, like, the main ones now that are out there now in the movies, you know.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, Iron Fist, I mean, all the, you know, popular ones, all the Guardians of the Galaxy characters are in it, and you can play as Rocket Raccoon, you know, and stuff, so.
Nice, okay.
Is this a fighting game, or?
No, it's like a button smasher, and there's some,
oh, cool. Okay.
Some online elements. I mean, you can be, like, it reminds me of, like, Destiny, you know, where there'll be some hubs, you know, where you see other players and can run around, like the Avengers Tower and stuff, and you can coincide on some missions and things, but otherwise, you know, you just unlock abilities and button mash, you know, fight enemies and...
Okay.
Flying in all different directions and things smash around you. And
nice.
It's pretty fun.
Okay. Yeah. I'm interested. I'll check it out when it comes. When it's out and available. Hell yeah. I'm down for that. Noise. Well, if we got nothing else on this, man, we can move on to emails. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Let's do it. So we got an email question from one of our friends here who wanted to know, about our thoughts on this. So basically, have you ever had video games bleed into your real life? You know, I'll kind of paint a picture for you, like as far as dreams or daydreams or just like, I can answer yes, and I'll tell you how for me.
I get that.
Based on, depending on what I'm playing. So you ever like, play like a platformer too long, and then like you start seeing like places like, I wonder if I could climb that, but you wouldn't do it, but you start seeing things in the real world like, damn, that's a perfect position for me to climb that or do that. Or when I play a lot of racing games, so I'll get like really into like we're playing Forza for like a good month or two straight. Yep. And I would play like that for like long hours, and my wife's like, hey, you want to go to a movie or something like that. I found myself speeding going to the movie because I felt like I wasn't going fast enough. When you're going 200 miles an hour for like several hours, 35 seems slow as hell.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I don't know. My answer is yes. It's happened. I don't know.
I certainly can say yes. The thing that comes to my mind was when I was playing Dying Light.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember, I want to say it was the supply drops would come by a helicopter and then you'd have to get there, you know, you'd have to just try to dash to it in order to get the goodies before it either expired or before somebody else got there. I can't remember what the deal was. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that was what it was. It's been so long since I played it, but I played it so much that every time a helicopter went over, like when I was walking to work or whatever, I wanted to take off running towards whatever direction it was going to get the supply drop. You know, so.
Nice. I just see Noah just like in a hard sprint. Yeah,
I look up above, like
chasing the helicopter down.
Yeah, run down.
It's a hard sprint down the street. Just, yeah. It's like, oh shit, where's it going?
Oh, should we follow?
I gotta catch a helicopter.
And me being me, you know, just growing up and stuff is like that. Somebody runs past, like runs past you. You don't ask where they're going. You just
turn around and run with them.
You run with them and ask later.
Where are we going?
If you see me running, try to keep up.
No. I don't know. I don't know, but that's just me.
I see Romano with a scared face just following.
No, yeah. You know, most the black guy in the most movies would die first. Not this one. You run past me, I'm running right along with you.
I'm running faster than you.
Yeah, right. And that's one of those things too, like in movies where it's like somebody's chasing someone else and you're running together. It's like you look at the other guy and you're like, I don't have to outrun him. I just need to outrun you.
Right.
True that.
So yeah.
That's going to be Friday the 13th.
Screw each other over.
Be like, whoops, you tripped.
Yeah. Screw each other over. It's like, oh, there's four of us working together, and there's only three seats in the boat.
I don't like you, so bye.
Yeah. Just shove them in front of Jason. And some of those, speaking of that game again, not to go back to that game, but some of those deaths are brutal.
Brutal, dude. That head smashing into the wall?
It crunched his skull. It made a crunch sound. It sounded like he was like smashing cornflakes into the wall.
Right.
I want conflicts now.
Or like when he held like the chick down with his foot and she had her head in the fire.
He just curb stomped him?
It wasn't a curb stomp, but he had his foot on like the top of her back, like where her back meets her shoulder blades. Yeah. And he was just holding her head into like a fireplace while it was like fully lit.
Oh,
she was like squirming and kicking and screaming.
Oh,
and
gosh,
like,
yeah.
It's going to be really hard. Like,
it's going to be brutal.
Yeah. Or he took that guy, he slams him on like a spike, and then he takes like a big rock and just smashes like his head down and it breaks like his back backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Check it out. Hit up Glitch Therapy on Instagram. There's a video up and on Twitter as well. But yeah. Wow. I'm so excited for that. So geeked, man. May 26th.
It's going to be a fun game.
Ah, right around the corner.
Yeah.
To go back to you, though, before we continue on.
Going back. God.
What's your real life
same
thing?
Same for you, dude. Forza.
Mm.
I love cars, so I see when I'm just driving, when I'm driving around and played Forza for a couple hours and then go run an errand, I'm burning rubber. Yeah. I'm actually doing it like on purpose. I'm like, I want to do this in real life.
Oh man,
I'm going like 120 on the freeway and
you're
like,
ridiculous anyway. I've ridden the car with you. You scare me.
They do it. If people fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with them back, okay?
I'm not saying anything about any particular situation. I'm just saying, in general, you're a speed demon.
Yeah. I see an open road, I'll take it, okay?
You got a lead foot, dude.
Yeah.
You got the wrong profession. You need to switch and be like a driver.
Also, I play a lot of, I don't know, strategy-wise, I take into, like, strategy. I think about the stuff when, like... mystery solving, stuff like that. I'll think about everything like in the game. I'm like, okay, if I do this, this might happen, stuff like that. I'll think of like the consequences and then I'll do them pretty much. Just
you're living life.
Yeah.
You're pretty much playing the game of life when you're doing that. I mean, everything's a choice.
It's just I think about like, would I do this in the game or would I not do this in the game? Like, yeah, pretty much. I won't fucking copy Grand Theft Auto though.
No, well, I mean, you could just watch Dave Chappelle do it when he did live Grand Theft Auto and he's like, you know, walks out of the house.
He pulls
the guy out of the car. And, yeah. GTA's a whole other beast, man. Because I guess that's another one. It's great that you bring that up because that's another game where if you play that long enough, it will sort of bleed into your life too because you'll want to do shit that you can't do because of that game.
That guy flicked me off.
Your car. I want to take it.
Yeah. Just drag him out. Like, oh my God, holy shit, what's happening?
I'm taking this.
Drive off.
Don't hurt me.
Yeah.
What? Reverse.
And then you get to like a red light or something, you stop, and then all of a sudden the guy has been chasing you down the block and you didn't realize it. He pulls you back out of the car and drives away in his own car. Did that ever happen to you?
Always.
He's just like, I thought it was far enough away. I didn't know he was chasing me.
He followed you 10 blocks.
He pulled me out of my car and took his car back. Can't be mad at that. It was his car.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can't think of any other things that bleed in.
When you play fighting games, don't you feel kind of invincible?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit like
you want to
fight somebody? You want to go roundhouse somebody even though my body could not do that. You know, right?
Nothing better than a roundhouse. Like, who's roundhousing people, man? Like Van Damme style. Like, yep. I would love to just be hanging out somewhere. Yeah. I would love to be hanging out somewhere and somebody get mad. And instead of, like, somebody shoving, like, you see, got two guys shoving each other back and forth and talking shit. Just see somebody shove somebody and then roundhouse.
Leap up in the air and roundhouse them. Yeah.
I would die right there. I would lose my shit. That's just a spin around and kick them in the face. Like, what?
Oh my God, that would be like the best thing. I would die happy.
I would die right there. Like, my wife would be very sad.
He's like, at least he died with a smile on his face.
He died happy seeing a roundhouse kid in real life.
Yeah, I don't know.
No regrets.
Yeah, not one letter. No regrets. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, I can't think of any other situations like that.
Ooh, but. Assassin's Creed.
Oh,
ooh, I always thought about it. I'm like, I wonder if I could assassinate this person right here.
Just being like, how would you do it?
Yeah.
Like, or it'll keep me more aware. Like, I'll be walking and be like, okay, four people to the left.
There's cameras.
Three people to the right. Camera to the top. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Noah's turning into Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
He's like analyzing everything as he walks through.
And then I'm like looking around. You're looking around. It's like, this can't happen right now. I need to go back. And then just turn around all awkwardly. I've done that before.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, well, what am I here? Like, what am I here again?
Let's take it a step further. So we've got a few minutes left. Might as well play with this a little bit more. So we're talking about stuff that bleeds into real life, but what from video games do you wish you could do in real life, like that you could do in a game? Like that you could pull in. Not necessarily saying like something over the top, like being able to fly or something crazy like that, or pull out some special ability or something. Like
I will go Super Saiyan if you want to go over the top.
Like, what if every. Yeah, well, I mean, you would pick that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's go Super Saiyan. I don't know. I'm trying to think to myself, like, what could you pull that every game lets you do? And you just, like, you
know. I wish it was easy to farm currency in real life as it was in video games.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Stuff like that. Like, you know, like, what?
I would have gone for the bleeding effect in Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Just learn everything from my ancestors and just...
You wish you could just, like, tap into something from the past.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
And just tap know how in. To do it.
Yeah. And just, like, don't even train for it. Just, like, learn how to just...
That'd be tight. I mean, what movie was that where the guy would do that? Was it Matrix when he did that? He's like, I know Kung Fu. And he's like, you know what I mean? Like, he read a thing and it plugged him in and he just knew it.
Yeah, uploaded or downloaded the...
How sick would that be?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Like, I want to learn French. And then he just, I don't know, download a file and you just know
like
it.
Installing it in your computer or on your thing. It's just like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, French is uploaded into your brain. You know it.
Useless language, but hey, I have it.
Depends on, I mean, it's all proximity, I guess. If you live in Canada or in France, it's not useless. But...
We don't live there.
Yeah. Thank you for that geography lesson. You are magnificent.
Thank you.
Don't cheese at me. It's not a compliment.
I'm taking it as a compliment.
Fair enough. Glass is half full for you.
All right.
Tip it over. What else? I like that idea. That's probably the best one, honestly, if you're not going to go superpowers, though. You know? I don't know. Like, you seem like the kind of guy that would like to be able to, like, look through keyholes on a regular, like, any door.
Why would I do that?
Like some he thinks you're a pervert is what he's getting at.
Dishonored style. It's
like, I wonder who's in here.
It's like Dishonored style. And just, like, the keyhole, he looks around like, oh, looks safe to me. I'm going to open this door and go open this chest.
Be like, Jose, why are you looking in the girl's bathroom?
Like, man.
What?
What if you just found like treasure chests places in random places?
Well, that was just making me think. Have you ever seen those internet memes or memes or whichever that like where they'll have a picture of a wall and like, you know, a certain number of bricks or a different color in one spot, and you know, like, years of video game playing has taught me that there's a chest behind this wall.
Yeah.
You
know? or like there's like a little animal sitting there. And it's like, this squirrel has something to tell me.
Yeah,
has a mission for me or something.
Has a quest.
Yeah, has a quest, exactly.
It's just sitting in the sunlight, like it's just chilling. You're like, I got it.
Yeah, or some backlit from with a god ray in the right way or whatever. And you're like,
I found my objective.
My objective is right, exactly.
We play a lot of games.
Yeah,
you don't realize how much it affects your real life sometimes. You know, in just little funny, quirky ways.
I think overall, I want a reset button.
Nice, or rewind,
or rewind,
like on Forza,
or just start a chapter over again.
I didn't like this. I didn't like my answer. Let me just rewind.
Yeah.
I didn't like that answer. Let me rewind.
You just keep trying over and over again. The butterfly effect, it messed it up.
Yeah,
But no, the chapter thing would be good, because if you could pick chapters, like I always joke around with my, you know, with my family and with, you know, with you guys and stuff. Like if I can go back to a time, like the question I pose to people once in a while just for fun to see what they say is, if you can go back to any time and talk to yourself at a certain age, what age would it be and what would you tell yourself? Like, this is just a question off the right. top of the dome. Like, what would you do? And my answer is always the same. I'll go back to when I was like 17 or 18 and tell myself to quit being a little bitch about everything.
I was going
to
say the same thing. I'm like 15. And I'm like, stop being a bitch, dude.
Yeah.
Grow
like,
up.
Like, quit being a baby about everything. Like, you know.
Yeah. I would say when I was 18 and unsure of, like, what to do and, you know, instead of wasting time trying different things, I'd be like, just stick with, you know,
girlfriend.
You want to be an astronomer, you want to be, you know, I'd be like, just do it.
Yeah, life stuff like that, girls, whatever, especially with girls and stuff like that, you know, like, don't let her, you know, forget that chick, man, don't let her hurt your feelings or something like that, or some bullshit, you know, whatever. But yeah, stupid shit like that, just teenage crap. That'd be the age I'd probably go back to. And when you said, what, 15? Noah 15. Said like around 17, 18, 19, 18
probably, yeah.
Right, well, you're about to go out into the world and do your thing.
Yes, I was pretty straight-laced and studious in high school. I was like the perfect good kid on a roll, you know, all that stuff. So it's not until 18 that I needed the talking to. So that's when I'd go back and talk to myself.
Is that when you went sideways? And...
I started tilting a little bit, yeah.
He says a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I was quotes, the complete opposite. Bit.
Yeah.
Entering junior high, I was just a complete fuck up. I was like either suspended or in detention or in Saturday school.
Damn, you didn't waste any time, yeah, no did kidding, you?
Nah, dude, I was straight up. I got expelled from seventh grade, and then I had to go to another junior
what?
High. Yeah, dude.
Damn,
I was straight up.
You got it. You got it in early, I guess, huh? Yeah. More than want me to skin a cat, Jesus.
I think my senior year was the time when I actually like straightened out. I was like, all right, senior, I'm done.
Okay, that's a good time to do it, I guess, before you go out into the real world. You can't be going in the world messing up things. And yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that kind of stuff's fun to think about, man. I don't know. Good stuff.
So we all came to a conclusion that the bleeding effect and currency.
Yeah, we kind of went off the rails for a minute, but you know, I doubt anybody is going to be opposed to hearing about our crazy our crazy little stories. So, yeah, I'll take the bleed effect. Not the bleed effect, what am I talking about? I'll take the rewind that Noah was talking about, where you can pick a chapter or whatever and do that over. And then I'll also take Jose's looking through keyholes for the win.
The fuck?
No, I don't want that, actually. Well, you have that one.
Freaking perv.
That's you. I mean, that's your special ability.
That's not. I didn't choose that.
You're like Corvo from Dishonored. You can just like peek through, and then you go in there, and then like a guy, and they're like, oh, "You're not supposed to be here." And then you got to hit him over the head real quick, and then hide him in a closet.
And okay.
Then you loot their home and leave.
Sweet. Sounds like.
Actually, I know it's time.
Sounds
like
fun
to go. But I thought of another really really good one that I want to change my answer to.
Yes.
Infinite lives.
Ooh.
How much fun would that be? Just do whatever you want. I'm like
cheat code.
If you die, then you're just...
Left, right.
Gonna come back, yep.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Like Overwatch, you know, you can run out and do whatever and like, but respawn.
But will it hurt when you die?
What if you could respawn, but every time you did, it hurt like a bitch? Like...
Ooh, there's an anime like for crazy. That.
I'd probably do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. If it only hurt for just like right when it happened. I mean, I don't
like
want...
Like serious, severe pain, like to deter you from doing it.
There's an anime that specifies in that. It's called Re:Zero.
Uh-huh.
There's this dude that he died. He's trying not to die, but he falls into some circumstances, and each time he dies, he just goes back into time and pretty much goes back into the last checkpoint. And everything happens all over again, but he tries to avoid that death now because he knows what's happening. But everything around him doesn't know what's going on. So everyone he meets and...
So he's aware of the timeline, what's happening, that this has happened before.
Yeah.
For everybody else, it's happening now.
Yeah.
But he's already lived it, and he's trying to avoid that.
Yeah, he's trying to avoid people dying and him dying.
Right, okay.
So it's really trippy, because he also feels the pain as well.
I feel like with that, that's been done before, and I'm definitely interested in it. I like that kind of stuff.
Like, I don't want that, no.
Hell no. I mean, because then I think in some movies and stuff like that, they play with that kind of thing. I can't remember what movie it was, but they play with that idea. And then you get to the point where you don't realize what time you're actually in anymore because you've redone it so many times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, are you reliving the echo of it or the, you know?
You're pretty much stuck in a limbo now.
You're in a loop, yeah.
Yeah.
Looper. Oh, watch Looper. Looper's good. It has that kind of same time thing. Yeah, not a bad movie. Bruce Willis.
You said bad movie or good?
It's not bad, no.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad at all. Looper was pretty decent.
Yeah. Yep, I thought it was good.
Yeah. Well, that's just about our time. I mean, we hit it perfectly. 1 hour. Dun, dun, dun. You've been listening to us rant about games and other stuff for this last hour.
Word up, yo.
Well done. Thank you. So, well, if you want to hear more of us ranting about video games and talking about news and all that other good stuff that we talk about, definitely check us out and become a patron, and you can listen to more of it with our post-show, Final Round. Talk about more of the same, you know? So we definitely appreciate the support. And for just as little as $1 a month, you gain access to that. And bonus content, we're probably going to throw some contests out there here soon for some reviews and whatnot. So stay tuned for that. We appreciate you guys listening and supporting us. Head on over to glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you want to reach out to the show and ask us any questions, make suggestions for segments you would like to hear us talk about, or just other topics that we talked about before you want to hear again. We're always checking up on that to see what we can do differently and, you know, listen to what you guys want. So check that out and give us a question or for our email segment. Also, show a lot of support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes and other apps for podcasts. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us climb the ranks so that other, you know, listeners like yourself can find us and partake in our fun, nerdy, crazy shit we talk about. So check that out. And please check out the other shows on our network, Nerd Trace Radio. Noah and Ben are on that show along with Ariel, our Oracle, talking about DC stuff and comics, and they do a great job over there, and it's a good time. Check out Indie Comic Ninja as well. Myself and Ben are on that show along with Ariel, talking about indie comic books. So if you're, you know, not necessarily into Marvel and DC and you want a slight change of the norm and down some indie books, check that out. Other than that, I mean, that's pretty much all we got for you guys this week. Really appreciate the time on here. Check us out on social media too before we go. Glitch Therapy at Glitch Therapy on Twitter and Instagram. So we're posting up videos and stuff like that here and there. Hopefully soon we'll have some other videos of us playing some games or some Twitch or something like that. So hopefully that's in the works here soon. Gamer tags, guys. You want to give them a shout on those?
Yeah. If you want a game with me on the PlayStation Network on my brand new BS Pro,
yeah.
Check me out at Scorpio_Inc. Scorpio SKORPIO_INK.
Boom.
I had to think for just a minute. I tried to say it too fast, and
he did his best Jose impression. That was like, he's like, oh, how can I channel Jose in this?
I saw you kind of like thinking about the spelling. Yeah. I was like, are you going to stutter there?
Right. You just hear that Price is Right sound.
Oh, man, that was good.
Yeah.
You can catch me on the Xbox and PS4, not Pro. Shit, I got that mixed up.
You did it too.
You jinxed yourself.
I got both of the.
You made fun of him and then you messed it up.
All right, it's at I'm your shit.
I'm your shit. It's my, yeah. Did you change it? I thought it was I'm your senpai.
It's your senpai.
It's your senpai at the Xbox at PS4. I'm hipstermade at Twitter and Instagram. Yo.
Oh man, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving you a fuck it 5.
I got the names mixed up.
You get a fuck you 5.
Fuck you too.
Yeah, you're welcome. how do I follow that up? I don't know. You can find me at Nerdy Raimondo on Instagram and Twitter. Like I said before, follow Glitch Therapy on Instagram and Twitter at Glitch Therapy. So pretty easy. Otherwise, you want to game with me or just friend me on the Xbox or PlayStation 4. It is Dirty Dimes. Just straight up Dirty Dimes. So otherwise, man, that's our show, guys. Appreciate you guys tuning in and thanks for the support. And have a great week.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.